from the Grant's line. The underage is coming almost entirely from the Grant's line. SCA income is under by $9,000. On expenses, salaries and related are under budget by $110,000. Give Margie Wilkinson a big hug if you ever see her. For volunteering as executive director, uncompensated for 11 months. Administrative expenses are under by $267,000. And that's spread over several lines. One of them is insurance expenses, which I expect means it's just a timing issue. One of them is national board expenses, which I think is just a timing issue with our meetings. So those will be catching up to the national office. $60,000 on national board expenses and $80,000 on insurance expense. In programming, they're under budget by $217,000, all of it from Democracy Now! They're not accruing any expense because they're no longer under contract and not paying anything aside from the distribution expenses that we foot as part of our Democracy Now! Contract. And on development, the national office is underspending its budget by $32,000, which may not be a good thing. I think...
Right.
There's money recorded here from fundraising mailing in December, but it looks like they budgeted to do more than one or to do a bigger mailing than they did. And on the bottom line, that leaves the national office outperforming its budget by $604,000, almost all of which has been consumed by the stations that are not... paying their central services or their bill box for health benefits. And also the national office has significant debt service, which because it's old bills from previous years, isn't reflected in this year's income statements, but they're on payment plans for several outstanding balances. And you'll see details on that in the cash flow forecast that were forwarded by, actually I think you got them from Bill Crozier's email address. They were forwarded by John Profit. Questions on the national office?
I'm trying to find out. This is Nancy. Trying to find out what you're looking at. Is that something that you just sent me?
What I was just referring to numbers from is in the package I just sent you, and it's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th tab. The tab is named NO, short for National Office.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any questions or follow-up items on the National Office figures?
Bill?
Sure, Bill.
Yeah, well, I guess the big problem is that, of course, the income statement does not show the cash flow you were pointing out, and I know they're getting really squeezed because of the lack of central services.
Yeah.
And, you know, that could really bite us at any time if there's not money to pay insurance premiums or whatever the expenses, you know, come up.
So the central services arrears, according to their accounting, total $365,000. The healthcare arrears total $62,000. So that's $427,000 total in arrears on those two items. And then the recurring disbursements, the catch-up payments... Let's see. They have the catch-up payments mixed in with regular charges, so I can't tell you which of them non-income statement items with a quick summary. Anything else in the national office?
Well, this is Bill. Maybe we should have a scheduled executive session meeting with John Proffitt to talk about these sorts of things, because I don't know what, I'm sure he's worried, but I don't know what we can do to help alleviate that, because if the national office doesn't, if the station's not all paying the social services, then the national office is going to, you know, be strangled. They can't operate without some, at least some funds, and they are getting some, of course, but not nearly enough.
Well, I think they're already gasping for air.
Yes.
We need to fix the station situation. But, you know, the only other option would be something like taking out a mortgage, if anyone would want to lend us money. But Bill, I could follow up with John Proffitt about what he'd want to put on our agenda, but I'm not sure that there's anything to discuss in the executive session.
Well, I guess if he wants PNB to do something regarding finances, he could go directly to the PNB, of course, but if he wants to talk about it with us, he could.
And the PNB has already given him blanket authority to make station-level cuts to bring the stations into sustainability.
Okay. Well, that's probably what's needed. Thank you.
We voted that through at our in-person meeting. Anything else in the national office? Okay. Final tab of the spreadsheet is the Pacifica Radio Archive. So, again, these are accruals. The Pacifica Radio Archive shows total income at half of budget, under by $206,000. Listener support is under by $142,000. That's because the fall fund drive made half its goal and the spring fund drive for the Pacifica Radio Archive did not happen. They're also significantly under on grants income, although I believe Brian reported to us when we discussed it at the national board meeting that that's just a timing issue that will come out in the wash. About $38,000 in income they'll pick up. And the other major underage is on corporate match. That's employer programs that match employees' donations. At least that's what it is. How every other unit is using that line. I'm not sure what they were budgeting there, but they budgeted $30,000. Salaries and related are almost dead on budget. Administrative expenses are under budget by over $9,000. Program expenses are under by about $35,000 in tapes restoration. However, when the rest of that grant money comes in, that's where it's going. So those two will wash out on the bottom line. Total development is under by $30,000. I assume that's largely because of the fund drive they skipped. And that leaves total expenses under by $76,000. So on the bottom line, the Pacifica Radio Archive is under budget by $130,000. Is anybody here on the Archives Task Force and involved with any discussions on how they're managing their money?
I'm on the task force. We've not had a detailed money discussion. We've had discussion of products. But I would suggest that if we as in the NFC is going to undertake that discussion, that we invite my and you know, or Brian.
Okay. I mean, you all should probably have a discussion about how to prioritize the archive's expenses. Because we're about to go through a budgeting cycle, and they're clearly not capable of raising the money they need to operate at their present level. And I don't think any other part of the network is capable of increasing their subsidy to the archives sufficiently to make up the difference. So.
Well, what has come up during our CRA calls is the fact that archives were not intended to be a sort of money-making unit. It's a service unit in much the same way that the affiliates program is, because the archives do not have direct access to listener funds, to the air, to listeners, I should say, except through the station. And as such, their budget should reflect that inability to raise direct listener funds, except during the periodic, well, it used to be annual, now it's what, maybe twice a year sometimes, fundraising. I don't know whether looking to a portion of the affiliate income, on which I know the national office relies, but whether looking to a portion of the affiliate income, as used to be the case, might be something to consider in the upcoming budget year.
Right. I guess my point is, Serene, you can move money, we could move money around the network, but that doesn't put any more money in the network. And right now, nobody is paying their bills. Like, there's not any excess money to move.
No, but except that the money from the affiliates program, since the archives do service the affiliates. And I think also what the archives may need to do this time is to reexamine the cost of the premiums as offered to the stations and the affiliates. You know, $3 a CD or whatever the case is, that may need to be reworked for this year. Which, of course, will increase the station's premium cost, but it is what it is.
Yeah, let me see if I can see what they're making on that line. So they're making $30,000 a year in premiums income. So if they doubled it, they'd have another $30,000 a year. I guess what I'm suggesting is you have the conversation everyone has around budgeting time, around what priorities are. If push comes to shove, what are the core functions you all want to preserve? Anyone else on archives? Okay. We're done with the financial statement review, unless anyone wants to propose any motions or actions in light of the numbers that we've been over.
I have a point of information, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Let you know, we're still having troubles with the stream. The KPFTIC server keeps having connection problems, so I don't know. It's probably getting multiple interruptions. I don't know if it's usable or not, but I'm recording it, so we'll have a recording that we'll post after the meeting. But
okay,
we'll let you know about that.
And the recording will be available for KPFTX for our Paul's use?
Yes.
Sorry. I have a question, Bill. I don't know if you know the answer, but is the change of server affecting this?
I think it's related to that. I'm not sure. I've got several texts from Otis, and he said there was some problem with that. But I don't know what the problem is. But he knows there's something having to do with the KPFTX server.
Yeah, so do other people. I've gotten texts too.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, I don't know if the new one's having problems the old one didn't have in this regard or not, but it's the first I've heard about the connection problems.
Okay. This may be the first streamed meeting since the server was changed. Anyway, okay, thank you.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay. All right. So does anyone want to propose further action or motions based on the financial statements? All right. Then we're on to old business. What we have is the SCA motion here. My recommendation is that we postpone this again until we have a national office budget to look at, where we can weigh the loss of SCA income against adjustments we'd have to make to the central services formula to zero it out. Can I have a motion to postpone?
Serene, with a counter motion suggestion.
Well, I don't have any motion yet, so what's your proposal, Serene?
Okay, so my motion is that we request from management copies of all existing contracts for the sub-carriers, subsidiary communications authority, the sidebands, whatever, whichever term. I think he doesn't like sidebands, so we should probably not use that language.
They're not sidebands.
Yeah, I know. That he doesn't like it, Brian. So we should ask for copies of all the existing SBA contracts and a list of all the non-sidebands that we have. Because I don't know that all of them are occupied, so just asking for the contracts will not necessarily give us full information. You follow me?
So you want the actual signed contracts?
I want the details from the contracts, the terms, you know, who the other party is, what the length of the term, the amount of money that's being paid. I'd like a list of all the SBAs and that information where contracts exist or where the SBAs are currently in use.
Okay. Bill, before I call on you for debate, I want to make sure we get some motion language down that's consistent so we know what we're debating. Paul, were your fingers flittering across the keyboard while she said that?
What I have is the NFC requests from management all existing SCA contracts and a list of all non-sidebands that we have.
Okay. The NFC requests, and I'm driving, so I can't write. So, the NFC requests of national management a list of all the SBAs and all the SBA channels. I don't know what's the right term there, Brian.
SBA contracts.
No, I know we want the contracts, but we also want the list, because I don't know that all of them are currently in use. So what's...
I see, subcarriers.
Okay, a list of all the subcarriers and the details of all existing contracts, including date of contract, term, amount, other party, any restrictions.
Paul, can we have a dramatic reading?
Oh, yeah. The NFC requests national requests from...
Of national management.
The NFC requests from national management a list of all the subcarriers...
Sorry, of, not some.
Wait, Serene, let him read it once, then you can correct him. Good. Go all the way through to the end, Paul.
Yeah. The NFC requests from national management a list of all the subcarriers and the details of all existing contracts, including the date of the contract, the terms, the amounts, and other something, any restrictions. Let's see. Other parties, and any restrictions. So...
Serene, is there any portion of that you need to correct to fit your intent?
Yeah. Request of, not from.
So got that, Paul?
The NFC requests of national management a list.
Okay. I'll go on Bill the discussion. Bill?
I think so. You know, it just sounds like this might take a lot of time for our national office. And I know they're really bound to be busy with these other financial issues we've been talking about. I don't think we need or want all the details of all the contracts. I don't know how many contracts there are. And I'm assuming you only need certain specific information, but even that might take time to dig out. So, I mean, from the motion, it looks like you're asking for copies of the contracts plus some research and generating some lists of a lot of other information. So I think Brian's right. I think we should postpone this. I'd like to hear from our executive director also, because he might be able to give us a better idea of how much time would be involved in this And also in lieu of what Brian was talking about with the problems with cash flow and funds for the national office, I'm really reluctant to do anything to further reduce funds for the national office if we were to pass a motion having to do with the SCA. So I'll move to postpone.
Do you have
enough respect? Wait, so Bill, you're bringing a substitute motion to postpone?
Well, then there was a motion to postpone, right? You just said that we should postpone, but I wasn't sure it was a motion.
Yes, I asked for a motion. Okay, so you're postponing so that the effect of postponing would be to postpone both the underlying SCA motion and the motion requesting information.
Yes.
Okay.
Till the next meeting.
All right, we'll now take debate on the motion to postpone. Adriana, do you want to debate that?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
What I don't understand is why we need to postpone the very important information that we need. We are asking so many questions about everything. Why we cannot clarify specifically that? What?
It's someone who's not muted.
Sorry, I was talking to someone in the car. I thought I was muted. Sorry.
Okay. But my main concern here is that we keep saying that we shouldn't take, because the problem of the cash flow with the national office and the station do not pay in their central services, we shouldn't take more money from them. I think that that's not exactly what's going on. Nobody will restrict and nobody will make the national office not to have that money. What we are saying, and I think that is the idea of the original motion, is to reflect that in the accounting part. It means that that will be credit to what the stations produce. It's just the problem how we account for it. Nobody's asking to deviate that money from the national office to the stations. I think that we are mischaracterizing the motion itself.
I think you're completely correct, Adriana, but we're only discussing right now the merits of postponing or not postponing.
Well, that's what I said. How we will postpone something that we need to know before keep discussing anything else.
Great. Anyone else for discussing the motion to postpone?
Yes, Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. When we discussed this last meeting, folks wanted to wait until they had numbers. They wanted, well, let's get the numbers. Let's look at, you know, I can't imagine. I know that the office was in horrible disarray when we finally got it back last year. But at this point, I would think that there's a folder marked SCA that has a list, has copies of everything. If not, I'm sure our SEC attorney has them. There's no reason to delay this. We're not talking about a three-day project. We're talking about, at max, 30 minutes, assuming that these things are filed. Let's ask, and let's ask for it by the next meeting.
Any further discussion? Okay, we'll go to a vote on the motion to postpone.
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
You know, no matter what the information is we get back, maybe it doesn't won't take a lot of time to compile it, but I just can't see, I think it's a waste of time right now because I can't see approving another motion to change the SCA funding. There's things I don't like about some SCA contracts, but what we were just talking about earlier in the meeting about how the national office is being squeezed because of lack of central services payments, I'm not going to vote to cut off any more funds such as from the SCA payments from the national office until we can, and so it's a waste of time to get information when we'd probably be voting the same way no matter what the information is later.
Is discussing the postponement
point of order.
Okay. What's your point of order, Serene?
If the member thinks it's a waste of time to get the information, he doesn't have to read it, but to propose that other people who want
this
it,
is debate, Serene. I'm sorry.
Well, he wasn't speaking to the issue of postponement because he said his position is that you know, he doesn't like certain things about the SDA contracts. He's already ahead of many of us because we don't know what's in the SDA contract.
Point of order, this is not a point of order.
So a point of order has to, hold on, a point of order has to specify a specific rule that is being broken.
But he was not addressing the motion to get the information. The issue is whether or not we postponed the request. That was not what he was speaking to.
Okay. I'm going to rule his comments in order, but ask everyone to restrict further debate to the limited question of whether or not we postpone this motion and the request for information that is now attached to it. Is there any further debate?
To be sure that the request date is in there for our next meeting, whatever date that is.
Okay. Hearing no further debate, we're going to take up the motion to postpone. Mr. Secretary, could you please call the roll?
Are there any objections?
Yes.
There are clearly objections. Mr. Secretary, could you please call the roll?
Okay, the motion is to postpone the main motion and the...
request for information.
The request for information. Okay, Lydia Brezon. Adriana Kasanov?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
No.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman? Michael
abstain.
Novick? Okay. Tony Norman abstain, okay. Michael Novick? Everyone please come off mute. Michael Novick? I'll come back. Sean Roberts?
Am I audible? I'm audible now?
Michael Novick? Yeah, we can hear you. Michael. I'll come back again. Serene Roberts.
No.
Nancy Sorden.
No.
Michael Novick, am I audible?
Okay, let me go back. Lydia Brezon?
Yes, Michael, you are.
That wasn't Lydia Brezon. Okay. Michael Novick.
I'm voting not to postpone, but I also can't stay on the call because I have a local finance committee meeting in about 10 minutes.
Okay. The vote is 2-4-5 against, 1 abstention.
Motion to postpone fails. The immediately underlying motion is Serene's request for information. Paul, could you read it one more time?
Give me a second. Okay, the motion is, the NFC requests of National Management a list of all the subcarriers and the details of all existing contracts, including date of contract, terms, amounts, other parties, and any restrictions.
Okay. Yes, Serene?
I had asked for a date. By the date of our next meeting.
You asked for a date well after you made the motion. If you wish to propose an amendment, that would be in order.
That's it. I don't know what that date is, but if you could add that.
I believe that date is July 28th. Is that correct, Arpal?
Yes, it is.
So the amendment would be to add to the end of the motion a comma in lieu of the terminal period, and then the words by July 28th, 2015.
Sorry, can I make that the 27th? It's always good to have things ahead of the meeting. Date.
Okay, by July 27th, 2015. Got it?
Got it.
Okay. Any objections to the amendment? Hearing none, the amendment is now incorporated into the main request for information. Is there any further debate on the main request for information as amended? there any objection to the request for information as amended?
Yes.
Mr. Secretary, could you please call the roll on the request for information?
Okay, one second. Okay, the motion is the NFC requests of National Management a list of all the subcarriers and the details of all existing contracts, including date of contract, terms, amounts, other parties, and any restrictions by, scrolling down, by, what is it, the 27th, by July 27th, 2015. Okay. And Lydia Brazan. Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin abstain. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Going up, Lydia Brazan? No response. All right, it's 6-4-1 against, one abstention.
Okay.
Point of information.
What's your question? Thank you for your time, Michael. What's your question?
Okay, were minutes approved earlier because I had an amendment and I couldn't get on until much later?
They were. You can propose your amendment during minutes approval at our next meeting. But it's out of order.
I'd like to give notice. No, that's fine. That I didn't make a proposition. I merely asked a question. What kind of notice do I have to give in order to only require a majority?
Just send written notice out to the committee more than 7 days before the meeting.
Actually, I challenge that part. You have the mailing list is not public, whereas the meetings are supposed to be. So it should be done at a meeting. I know somebody did that at a previous meeting, and if I had been at the meeting after that, I would have brought this up then.
Okay, I don't know what that's about, Mr. Chair, but I'd like to give notice now.
Mr. Secretary, the notice is due to the decision-making body, not to the public. It's handled like any motion to rescind. If you want to vote on the ruling of the chair, we'll go to a vote. Are you requesting a vote of the committee?
Oh, no. We'll just we'll do it for now.
Okay. So, Serene, send a notice of the change.
I'm sorry?
Send a notice of the change you want to make in writing to the committee more than 7 days before the meeting.
Okay. So I would like to, I know if you extend for 5 minutes. I know we're supposed to end in 5 minutes, and this is listed as a 10-minute item, although I don't think it should take 10 minutes, on the issue of the listserv.
We haven't gotten to that issue yet, but I heard a motion to extend the meeting for 5 minutes.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought that is what was next. What else is on the agenda? I don't have it in front of me.
Your SCA motion is still on the agenda in front of us. We only voted on your request for information.
Oh, I thought we agreed to table that.
No, because some folks keep jumping in before I can recap where we're at on the agenda.
Oh, then I need to extend for 10 minutes.
All right, we have a motion to extend the meeting by 10 minutes. It's not debatable. Is there any objection? All right, that extends us until 10:42 Eastern. Okay, on the information request, I will relay this to our executive director when he gets back into town, and we'll also tell him that it is a request for information from the committee. The committee is not his boss, and if it's something that would consume an onerous amount of time or take stuff out of more pressing matters like working on the audit, in other words, if there's a good reason for it to take him longer, that's fine. But that's the timeline we'd like in order to carry out our duties. That's towards Bill's concerns. We still technically have the underlying SCA motion in front of us. I assume it's Serene's intent to postpone it to our next meeting. Can I get a motion to do so?
Yes, so moved.
Okay. Any objection to postponing that item to our next meeting? Hearing none, the SCA motion is now postponed to our meeting of July 28th. We are on to new business. We have a motion from Serene regarding listserv settings. The motion is as follows, that the Finance Committee Yahoo group settings be adjusted so that member names and email addresses are viewable by all members, and that at least until such time as we have a permanent CFO, the executive director be added as a group member with access to all files. Serene, do you want to motivate?
Sure. We don't have a CFO at present. We do have an ED who is new to Pacifica. The listserv contains financial information, financial planning information, going back for, I guess, the life of the committee. And I can't imagine that it would not be incredibly useful to him to have access to that information. Further, we have a situation where there was a member who had essentially stopped functioning as a member of the committee, who apparently remained on the listserv until very recently. And that's rather interesting to me that the ED doesn't have access to it, that PNB members in general who are not on the committee don't have access to it, but someone who is not effectively a member of the committee has access to it. And most of us didn't know that because we can't see who's on the list.
Okay.
So I would like the setting changed.
Any opposition to this motion?
Question.
Or Paul.
Yeah. If I understand this particular motion here, is it absolutely certain that I assume this motion does not say that everyone on the list becomes a moderator. I'm not sure that other than a moderator can see everything, all the members on the list. So we need some clarification. Is this a motion to make everyone on the list a moderator of the list?
Serena, it's a question about intent. That would be to you.
No, I was very clear. It's not about moderating the list. It's about making sure that everyone can see the addresses, which a moderator can adjust the settings to accomplish.
Okay. So in the event
that additional point of information.
In the event that it is impossible to do that without making everyone a moderator, your intention is not to make everyone a moderator.
My intention is to, by any means necessary, make it so that everyone on a list that deals with highly confidential information knows exactly who's on that list. If the secretary attempts to change the settings and is unable to do so and can't get help from Yahoo, then, yeah, take whatever steps are necessary to make people know who else is on the list.
R. Paul, does that answer your question?
Well, yes, I think it sort of does. By any means necessary means that possibly everybody may become a moderator. That seems
okay.
To be what you're saying.
Okay, look, we're having a pointless fight. Serene, stop
exactly.
It. Let me chair. We're having a pointless fight, folks. I'm going to propose a change to the language. To strike all words up until end that and replace them with that the Finance Committee Secretary see to it that a roster of all committee members and their email addresses is available to the entire committee membership.
At any given time.
Indiana?
Hold on. Paul, do you have the language?
So you want to strike, I have to see, you want to strike all up to, I'm looking for, and okay. And add in, the secretary will see that all committee members and their
emails... See to it.
Okay, what?
See to it that.
See to it that. The secretary will see to it that all committee members and their email addresses...
A roster of all committee members and their email addresses.
A roster of... A roster of all committee members and their email addresses be available.
Be made available
to the entire committee membership. Okay, now you're striking up to, and then this is at least until such time as we have a permanent CFO. That the executive director be added as a group member with access to all files. There should be an and in there. Comma,
yes,
CFO,
you're leaving
and.
The words and that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's, all right. You're striking the following, that the Finance Committee Yahoo groups be adjusted so that member names and email addresses are viewable by all members. And that, at least until such, okay, and that, the secretary see to it that a roster of all committee members and their email addresses be available to the entire committee membership.
Be made available.
Be made available to the entire committee membership. At least until such time as we have a permanent...
Nope. End that.
Another end that.
I'm somehow confusing you. I think it'll be faster if I type it and send it to the committee.
Well, I'm reading also, you know, I'm reading after the striking. So you're going... I read that. Okay, all right. Let me copy that part and put it down and anticipate where you're going to go here. Okay. Ryan, why don't I read what you'll make it with an amendment?
Sure.
Okay. That the secretary see to it that a roster of all committee members and their email addresses be made available to the entire committee membership, and that, comma, at least until such time as we have a permanent CFO, that the executive director be added as a group member with access to all files. Is that it?
Yeah, that sounded great.
Yeah, well, you know, skipping back and forth sometimes.
This is Serene.
Make it difficult.
Okay. Debate is now on the amendment. I heard Adriana earlier, and then Serene. Serene, Adriana, did you want to weigh in on this amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I think that Serene is trying to clarify something, right?
Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, you know, I appreciate the intent of the amendment, but... A roster means that a person could post it, and then at any given time, if I want to go see who's currently on the list and it has changed, it's not current. It's not giving me the information I need. So I think it should be a matter of adjusting the setting, which is possible, so that this information is always available to any member of the committee.
I would, so Serena, I intended this to mean that the secretary is responsible for either doing what you described or sending out an updated roster by email every time it changes.
If we could add the words at any given time.
Okay. at the end of the insertion?
Yeah. Well, I'm not looking at it, wherever it makes sense.
At any given time, Arpal, do you see a good insertion point for that?
Nope. Where is it?
At the end of the language I inserted. Put in the
entire
words
committee
at any
membership
given time.
At any given time?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that the list, the information should be available to any member at any given time.
Got it, Arpal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Adriana, first of all, is there any objection to adding the words at any given time?
Well, yeah, I have to wonder. I mean, you know, geez. Well, I guess we could see how it works. If it turns into a mess, we voted for it.
Okay, I'm interpreting that to not be an objection. Hearing no objection, the words at any given time are now incorporated into the primary amendment. Is there any objection to the primary amendment as amended? Hearing no objection, we're now dealing with the main motion as amended. Arpal, could we have a reading of the motion as amended, incorporating all the new language?
Yeah, hold on a second. I got to copy that out and paste that in. So give me a second here. And okay. All right. That, so the motion now reads that the secretary see to it that a roster of all committee members and their email addresses be made available to the entire committee membership at any given time, and that at least until such a time as we have a permanent CFO, that the executive director be added as a group member with access to all files. I move to divide.
Is there any objection to dividing the two parts of the motion?
Doesn't matter if there's objection. There are two separate parts. I can divide it. One person does it. So, we have the first part.
I'm sorry, Arpal. That's incorrect.
Yeah.
Dividing is a motion. It requires approval of the body.
No.
I didn't hear any. Arpal, it's the ruling of the chair. I also didn't hear an objection, so the motion's divided.
Whatever. Whichever way.
Okay, we'll take up part one of the motion. Is there any objection to that language, which is just the language of the amendment?
I would like to go for a vote on that.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Oh, point of information, we're not voting on whether divide, right? What are we voting on?
The language I have that we'll vote on at this point in time is that the secretary see to it that a roster of all committee members and their email addresses be made available to the entire committee membership at any given time.
Right, got it. Okay.
All right.
Could I make a comment? We never did finish debate on that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm not sharing, pardon me.
I assume that would be one way to do it would just be to... If you can't set the list to allow members to see other members, that you could just get a screenshot whenever somebody requested it if you could get the list. Would that be adequate?
Copy and paste and send.
Yeah, that might be simpler. I think there's simpler ways of accomplishing this. If
you can add that for the stack.
Go ahead, Adrian.
I mean, this is a simple motion in transparency. I don't understand what is the fight about. Please, It's just transparency. We want to know, everybody wants to know, and I think that we are entitled to. I don't understand why is this kind of circumventing around and trying to change the language. It's simple and clear. Are we discussing that we have the right to know every time? I get confused when we waste this way. We waste our time.
Mr. Chair, since we're debating, may I?
No, we're out of time. We've exhausted our 10-minute extension. We'll have to call a vote on all pending questions. So that means first part one of the motion and then part two. Part one, the directive that the secretary make a roster with email addresses available to all members by whichever means work. Our Paul, can you please call the roll on that?
By whichever means work. Oh, boy. Okay, Lydia Brazon. Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Abstain. Tony Norman?
Yes. Michael.
Tony Norman, yes. Michael Novick?
It's gone.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman, okay. Lydia Brazon is not here. 5-4-0 against 2 abstentions.
Motion passes. Second part of the motion regards adding the executive director to the Yahoo Group's list until such time as we have a CFO. Mr. Secretary, can you please read that portion of the motion?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me get it. Okay, and that, at least until such time as we have a permanent CFO, that the executive director be added as a group member with access to all files.
Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, that motion's now passed, and we are now adjourned. Thank you for your time, everyone. I will talk to you in 2 weeks.